This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Now it's time for Inside the Clubhouse, a show dedicated to the Chicago baseball fan, featuring the best Chicago baseball conversation, as well as the big MLB topics, starring Score baseball insider Bruce Levine and half of Chicago's number one sports morning show, David Haw. It all starts now on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good Saturday morning, Chicago. Welcome back inside the clubhouse right here on 670 The Score and your free Odyssey app, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. I'm David Haw, along with Bruce Levine, talking baseball 9 to 11 like we do every Saturday morning. Today, wondering, have you changed the way you look at the Cubs after they eliminated the Padres and just how long this October might last for them? Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, David. It's a beautiful day here at American Family Field. I'm in the press box doing this show live with all of my counterparts here, and it's going to be fun the next 2 hours just talking to Chicago baseball fans about their team and about what is transpiring here. Again, as you put it, David, is there a different process of thinking about the Cubs' one wild card appearance and done, as opposed to moving on, playing arguably the best team in the National League, and again, arguably with the best record in the National League in 2025.
The Brewers had the best record in the major leagues. Are they the best team in the playoffs? There's a difference there. We'll talk about it. Bruce, we have a big show ahead. We're going to hear from people who I think I'm curious. How do you look at the Cubs now? What did Thursday night change? Did it change everything? Did it change a little? Is this a team now after exhaling in that first series against the Brewers, the Padres, that you can see them against the Brewers begin to take shape and look like a World Series contender? 312-644-6767. We've got a lot to get to, Bruce. You were up there on Friday. You have not slept all week. You have an interview with Pat Murphy we will get to later in this program. And we'll just continue to build up to Game 1, which is going to be right here on the Score, the NLDS between the Cubs and the Brewers. Don't miss it. 12:30 is the pregame coverage. First pitch, 1:08, right here on the Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Bruce, this is exciting.
It is exciting, David. And on top of that, my question to you and our great listeners is this. Do the Cubs and Cub fandom suffer from Cub occurrence syndrome? In other words, can they enjoy being in the second round of the playoffs? Really, you know, after the wild card, it's really the first round. It's division play. But can they enjoy this, or is there always that stigma, no matter that they won the championship in 2016, they had good teams throughout from 2015 to 2020. Is there still that Cubs stigma of something's going to go wrong?
Bruce, I know what you're talking about.
We're not going to make it.
It's COS, Cubby Occurrence Syndrome. And it kind of started. It started to surface Thursday night. Brad Keller's on the mound. They've got a comfortable lead. It's felt comfortable. 3-1. Brad Keller's on the mound. Oh, my gosh. Well, it was 3-0. Now it's 3-1 because there's a homer. Now he's hitting two batters. Now you're starting to think, where would this collapse fall in the context of other Cub collapses? It's natural. If you've been watching the Cubs long enough and you are of a certain age, it's inherent. You almost expect, despite 2016 and all of the purging that process created, you still internally feel like there's a sense of doom and dread when you're watching something big about to happen. But I don't know. I think after beating the Padres.
Why is it, David? Why is it? I mean, the Yankee fans don't have it. The Dodger fans don't have it, right? I mean, sure, there's been sustained success throughout history in those franchises more than the Cubs. Certainly the Cubs, the first 50 years from 1900 to 1950, were the, they were the most successful National League team. And then all of a sudden, something happened, you know, beyond jinxes, something happened. So where does this, how does this mentality change? They had some sustained success from 15 through 20, but evidently that's not enough.
It's not enough, Bruce, because I think what happened was 15, 16, and 17, the golden age of Cub baseball, if you want to call it that, it created this expectation that things were going to go well, and October was going to last longer than a day or two, and there was going to be playoff baseball on a perennial basis. And then I think that since that point, it's been a long slog. It felt like, you know, Thursday night was the first Cub playoff series victory in 7 years, and it felt like longer. And I think a lot of those times in those 7 years, those old feelings started to creep back in. And maybe
it's 8 years, isn't it, David?
It was 20. Well, since they won a playoff victory, you're right. It was 2017, so it was 8 years on Thursday night, and it was the Nationals. Yes, the last series they won was against the Washington Nationals, and it earned them the right to play in the NLCS against the Dodgers. It's been a long time, Bruce. It seems like it has been even longer.
So I'm saying, enjoy the moment, right?
Well, you try to.
This is a different team constituted with totally different players. There's not one team left from that run other than Ian Happ, right? Ian Happ from 17 on was a Cub player. But other than that, this is different group, different manager, right? A different general president of baseball operations running the show, even though he was here as general manager. So there should be a real good feel-good about what's going on with the Cubs. I do, honestly, as a fan as well as a reporter, I have a good feeling about the Cubs. Not that necessarily they're going to win the World Series, but that they believe in themselves to the point where they think good times and bad, they're going to come through.
Bruce,
and
I do too.
So far it has happened.
I think I do too, and it's well put, because I believe what happened on Thursday night, that was the time where, if you want to call it the Cubby Occurrence Syndrome, would have resurfaced, and you would have been reminded of just all that hasn't happened since 2017 or 2016, however right. far back you want to go. But they did pull it out. They did move on. And now they did hit reset psychologically, emotionally, however you want to look at it. And I think that's the part of the thing fans have to understand, and everybody can react to it however they choose. But you're right. When you look at this Cub team, you wonder if this second lease on playoff life now will result in them being the team we thought they were all along.
Yeah, I think they will. And again, you know, the great listeners will let us know, you know, if we're missing something here. But, you know, just the fun of playoff baseball. And if anything, you know, maybe the last couple of months weren't quite as fun as the first few.
Right.
But this has been a fun team to watch. Every aspect of the defense, the bullpen, the pitching, the offense has not been there lately, and maybe that's what's dragged it down. But this is just a team of good, really good professionals and pretty likable guys.
Let's set up what we're looking at today, Bruce. We got Freddie Peralta going for the Brewers. For the Cubs, it was announced last night. Matthew Boyd will take the mound. He threw 58 pitches in game one of the wild card series. That was Tuesday. He's coming back on shortened rest. 58 pitches. He was ready to go Thursday night, warming up in the bullpen. They're looking at that as his side session. First of all, because you're there and you were there on Friday, Bruce, you have been everywhere all week. How do you explain the decision to go to Matthew Boyd, and how surprised are you in that call?
Well, we didn't all get to talk to counsel after he made the decision, but there are some quotes out there about his thought, and that is he only threw, as you said, David, 58 pitches on Tuesday. They were pretty good. He gave up one run in, what was it, 4 1/3 innings. So that said, he wasn't the full 90 pitches to 100 pitches that a starter usually has, and then he can't pitch again for 5 days. So he comes out, and automatically the scientific mind of Craig Counsell is working toward, are we ready to put him in a game again? And if you remember, as late as Thursday night in the ninth inning, when Brad Keller was struggling, Matthew Boyd was in the bullpen throwing right along with Kittredge, right?
That is
so
right.
He was ready to come in. He was ready to come in. He was getting heated up. So I guess what we have to get our heads around is postseason play and that roles that we're accustomed to during the regular season have nothing to do with what's going to transpire here. A little later on, when we get to the Pat Murphy interview I did with him, he'll talk about that a little bit. But again, when we're looking at Craig Counsell getting his magic potions together, it's all about, well, we'll have Boyd from the first through the fourth inning. He'll get 12 outs.
12 outs. Right? That's all you need today, right? That's all you need.
So as a conventional baseball fan, I have to get used to playoff baseball again and seeing that even throughout history, the Casey Stengels, the Walt Alstons, the Lou Piniellas, the people who won championships, they went to their bullpen and other starting pitchers early in many NLCS, ALCS, World Series. It's not unique to Craig Counsell in this time of year. It's unique experience for Cub fans who haven't really seen it since maybe Game 7 of the World Series when it was choreographed for John Lester to come in the, what was it, fifth inning?
Yeah, you're right about that. It's not only do you look at the Cubs maybe differently in the second series of this postseason, but I think we all can agree that we're watching playoff baseball much differently than we did back in 2016 in Game 7 or even 2017 when they won their last playoff series. Craig Counsell came to town 2 years ago and brought this with him to some degree. It's very, I don't want to say common across the league, but we saw the Padres, they went to Jeremiah Estrada unconventionally in the second inning in Thursday night in Game 3, and he's a high-leverage relief pitcher that they had to go to. Today we may see things differently.
Right.
And certainly Daniel Palencia in two games against the Padres was used. He was a closer all season, and I think his value came when he was used in the fifth innings of games 1 and 3.
See, I mean, they're thinking way ahead of us, and we have to get used to thinking way ahead. If this thing goes the limit, okay, and next Saturday is game 5 of the division series with the Cubs and the Brewers, it's Matthew Boyd again on regular rest. Mm-hmm. He'll have maybe an extra day. He'll be 5 days, right? So that will work to their advantage if it's game 5 and they feel they have the guy who's been their best pitcher all season. Maybe not for the increments of the end of the year, but certainly from a season-long point of view, and the guy that's most playoff-ready from his experience last year with the Guardians, he's their guy.
Bruce, we're getting some good reaction on the text line, 773. Terrible idea to start Boyd. He's already overworked for the year. Let him pitch Monday and start a fully rested Colin Ray. The other 815 says, so, if he's got a perfect game going through 4 with 8 strikeouts, then the Cubs are up 6-0, is he still coming out of the game?
There's no perfect games.
There's no perfect
games. Nobody throws long enough. How many times have we seen, David? How many times in the last 5 years have we seen managers take guys out? They'd have no hitters in the seventh or eighth.
It's a non-starter now. It's not even. You give it a second thought. If Matthew Boyd is hitless, let's say hitless through four, and they have a 2-0 lead or it's scoreless, he's coming out of the game. If he thinks that his pitch count is where you're turning the game over to the bullpen at that point.
Yeah, there's no perfect games. It's something that we'll see. I think this was the first year, how many years, many years, I think, that there was no hitters in baseball. That part of it is the idea that no manager wants his guy to go more than seven innings. That's a nightmare for them to even think about it, right? It's just like, oh, he's going seven. That means he's going past 100. That means next time out, we might be putting him in risk of being worn out.
No doubt about it, Bruce.
It's different baseball. We might not like it. Some of us might be old school about it. We better get used to it. That's what baseball's played.
First time since 2005 there was not a no-hitter in Major League Baseball, and only the fifth time since the divisional era began in 1969. Bruce, let's go to the other bit of news that we're expecting. We know Matthew Boyd will start for the Cubs in Game 1. What will the roster look like? I think that in a five-game series, to just assume it will be the same as it was against the Padres, I'm not sure about that. I think they might add an extra pitcher, and they might come at the expense of a positional player. What are you looking at and expecting?
Well, hopefully we get that announcement while we're doing our show, or if at the latest with Matt Spiegel doing Hit and Run after our show leading up to Cub Baseball with Zach. What time is the game pregame today?
Pregame 12:30, first pitch 108 right here on the Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network.
Hopefully we have that news for you.
But hopefully.
I'm thinking they're going extra pitcher. I don't have that information uniquely right now, but I'm thinking it's 13-13.
How about Assad goes in, Alcantara comes out? Do you think that's reasonable?
Don't know. Alcantara, I mean, you have to weigh...
I don't know who else it would be. Who else would it be, Bruce?
You weigh the amount that Alcantara can impact the game and the way that Ballesteros can impact the game.
Oh, I want Mo Ballard. This is a guy that has, Bruce, one of his biggest moments is a rookie this year, came in Milwaukee. You want him in that environment. You want that left-handed bat. Matt Shaw's 0-7 against the Padres. There's going to be a time when Matt Shaw may be up to the plate in the sixth inning with a runner in scoring position. I'd rather have against a right-hander Moises Ballesteros than Matt Shaw.
Right, but then there's also the Santana argument, right? Big game.
Ooh.
Santana.
Ooh.
Home run power from both sides. Again,
that's
he
interesting.
Could be a part of it as well. I mean, there's all different ways it can play it, and we're going to hopefully find out for you very soon.
All right, 312-644-6767. We got a big show ahead here on Inside the Clubhouse. Pat Murphy talked to Bruce one-on-one. We will get to that interview at 9:30. Let's go out to the phone lines now and start to welcome in some reactions from Cub fans. And how do they view their team now that they won a wild card series? They're advancing in the playoffs for the first time in 8 years. Scott is in Wellington. Scott, welcome inside the clubhouse.
Yeah. Hey, first of all, I'd like to reach out to Bruce. I've ridden the elevator up with him a few times. I'm a season ticket holder, sitting in the upper deck. And the game one, I rode with him, and I had two friends with me, one from Wellington and one from Sheldon, Illinois. And Bruce was kind enough to talk to him. My friend David loves Bruce, and he took a picture with us over there after Bruce got his hot dog. So I always see Bruce getting his Chicago dog before the game. My other points are, I believe that one thing they need to do going forward is, I know a lot of people have said this, they cannot hit in as many double plays. They need to change their approach. I told Bruce to have Council hit and run more, and
remember,
I also
my
believe
response.
I think you agreed with me. But
they need to get more men on base.
That's exactly right, which they did game three.
Right, they did.
And, yeah. I mean, they just can't hit in the double plays like they did the other night. They can't have 13 guys on base and only score 3 runs. So my other thought on the roster is I believe the guy they should take off is Rodgers. I think that he's not going to really – they're not going to need him as much this series, and I'd rather have everybody else, you know, all the hitters they got in there, and like you said, Alcantara to pinch run if they need to. So that's what I got.
Scott, thanks for the phone call and for weighing in on Bruce Levine behind the scenes, getting this hot dog pregame and doing all the things.
Garden dog.
Okay, good to know, Bruce. What do you think about Tyler Rogers being on this playoff roster?
You know, like the Cubs, I think Milwaukee doesn't do quite as well against left-handers. Mm-hmm. So I think Council probably will still want 3 left-handers like he had in the first wild card series here. So I don't know if that's the direction they go. Again, there's so many variables. You know, you're starting different guys. You know, you need more length. You have a 5-game series instead of 3. Remember that. Does Savali stay on the roster as a long man?
When he's got something to prove.
When you have Ray and Assad, we're assuming, as other long guys that are going to be in there. And again, how does the every other day for the first 2 games, 3 games actually, impact this series? So we have a game today, none tomorrow. Game on Monday, none Tuesday. And then you go Wednesday, Thursday, back-to-back, and then not again until Saturday if there's a game 5.
A week from today would be game 5, and that would be fun.
It's a messed up schedule, isn't it?
It's a little bit messed up, but that's playoff baseball. Everything's a little messed up. What time does it start? I don't know. What channel is it on? I don't know. Just keep it right there in the score. That's easy. Just sync it up.
It's all TV driven, right? I mean, whatever they say goes, right?
You're right.
That's how we're looking at it.
And we're going to give our listeners a chance. You want to be listening, and if you want to win a pair of tickets to Cubs Brewers, Game 3, NLDS, Wrigley Field, Wednesday. Yeah, I think everybody's nodding their heads. Yeah, I want in on that. Well, stop by Dad's Place, 3369 North Clark in Chicago, 5 to 6:30 on Monday, and meet Mark Grody for your chance to win. Tickets are courtesy of the Score and Budweiser. This Bud's for you. Pre-game with Mark Grody and Budweiser, and register for a pair of tickets to Game 3 of the NLDS at Wrigley on Wednesday. Big thanks to Budweiser for this promotion. Get a chance to see the Cubs and Brewers in Game 3. All right, we've got a lot of show left here until 11 o'clock. 312-644-6767. How are you viewing the Cubs now? Did beating the Brewers change your opinion of what can happen in October? We've got Bruce Levine up at American Family Field. He was there yesterday, and he sat down with Pat Murphy, the Brewers manager, friend of the program. We'll hear that next on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
There being two hits tonight. Here's the pitch by Kittredge. A swing and a high fly ball to center. Pete Pro Armstrong is there. He's waiting. He's waiting. He's got it!
Welcome back inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. David Haw in Chicago, Bruce Levine in Milwaukee, talking baseball until 11 o'clock. That was the great Pat Hughes calling the final out of Thursday's victory, 3-1 over the Padres to earn the Cubs the right to play today up in Milwaukee. Game one, NLDS, Bruce. Pat Murphy, reigning manager of the year, 97-win season, puts him in position to win again.
Yeah.
Can he win again?
Sure.
Is he the best manager in baseball?
What do you think?
I think he certainly is in the team photo.
Where were the Brewers picked before the season started?
They had a season that was going to be without Adames. They were not having Woodruff. They had a lot of injuries and guys who left the team that was so good last year. So I think he did more with less. What Craig Counsell did for so long in Milwaukee, Murph didn't miss a beat. So I think he has every right to think, and the Brewers fans have every right to think that they got a good guy.
They set a franchise record for wins, right?
Yeah.
I don't know who. I mean, look, Counsell did a great job. You know, there's other managers, you know, Philadelphia, Dodgers, you know, wherever you want to look. You know, I think it's Murph. Hands down, don't you?
I think he has every right because of the best team in baseball descriptor. He won more games than anybody else, so absolutely.
With the owner spending less.
And this series, it makes it all the more juicy because of the matchup between the managers. Mentor, pupil, however you want to look at it, who's the mentor, who's the pupil, because Pat Murphy and Craig Counsell have a relationship that dates back to the early 90s, late 80s, because at Notre Dame, Pat Murphy was Craig Counsell's coach. We know the background. Bruce, you had a chance to get Murph one-on-one Friday. How did you pull that one off?
Well, Mike Vasello, who's the media relations director, I gave him $50. he's terrific, and he said, hey, you're getting the only exclusive today, and that was really great. And, you know, I sat down with him after his general media session. And the first thing I asked him about was what I've been asking Counsell about this last week before the wild card series began. And that is, it's playoff approach, Murph. So what does everything else go out the window? Are you going to manage differently in this series than you do during the regular year?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot more at stake. Every game's critical. Every out's critical. Guys are more available. You're not thinking down the line too much. You can't afford to. How do you get it done? How do you win 3 out of 5? And that's the approach you take.
Bruce, that's the approach you take. And I think when you hear Murph say that, and you hear Counsell earlier, I think, allude to that, and we've seen that in the playoff series against the Padres, we think pitching. We think, okay, it's going to be a shorter leash with certain starters. You only need Jameson Taillon to get you 12 outs, whatever the case may be. What does it mean in terms of using the bench? I didn't see that approach necessarily with Council. I don't think we saw that in pinch hitting. I think there was an opportunity on Thursday night. Matt Shaw, you could have gone with the left-handed pinch hitter for him. But so how do you think, is it even more magnified now in this second series?
Yeah, I think so. And but, you know, again, Freddy Peralta, right? He's probably going to win the Cy Young Award. He's probably going to be looked at. If any pitcher is going to throw for length today, it's going to be Freddy Peralta, right? He's 3-1 against the Cubs this year. He had under 4 ERA against them. So the expectations are Murphy's going to ride that horse a little bit longer than he would maybe the 2 through 4 starters that he's going to use the rest of the series here. I would say Council's managing is going to be totally different because, as we talked about, his starting pitcher is going on short rest. He pitched Tuesday. I don't expect him for more than 50 to 60 pitches. I imagine if they get 4 innings out of him and 1 run, they're going to be happy with that, just like they got 4 1/3 out of him on Tuesday against the Padres. Probably similar. So I think it's going to be used differently. I really do.
One thing you can guarantee is that Craig Council will be booed today. He is a guy who's Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin. He grew up in Milwaukee. He's a guy who's well familiar with Brewers fans who are sorry that he left and mad about the whole experience a couple years ago. Some Milwaukee radio personalities still refer to him as traitor. And I think that will be in the atmosphere today. But so will Cub fans. And Cub fans travel well to Milwaukee to the point where we refer to American Family Field as Wrigley North. And Pat Murphy addressed this when you had your conversation with him yesterday, Bruce. How do Cub fans affect the game in Milwaukee?
I mean, it does a little bit in that when you can't see the ball down in the right field corner, usually you can tell if it's fair or foul by the fan reaction. In the Cub series, you can't because the reaction's going to be loud either way.
What do you expect today, Bruce?
I expect nothing different. You know, so in baseball, there's certain teams that have area code sales, meaning they don't sell tickets to anybody outside of their area code. The Cubs and Brewers aren't two of those teams. So therefore, Cub fans can eat up as many of those playoff tickets that are available here. Brewer fans sell tickets to Cub fans, sometimes to make up for, you know, their season tickets and the amounts that they have to spend on that. You know, that's been the way it's gone here. David, you've been here for numerous games. It's usually 60-40 Brewer fans, right? I mean, that's how it goes.
I think
playoff series, maybe 50-50.
Yes, maybe 50-50. But I also wonder if the Craig Council effect, because the Brewers fans feel so betrayed, perhaps, that it might feel like, okay, even if it's 50-50, or 60-40 Brewers fans, those 60% Brewers fans, or that 50% Brewers fans, are going to be louder and more invested because they're watching somebody manage the opponent and the rival that they used to cheer for and appreciate.
Yeah. I mean, with Murphy, I asked him, David, is there an automatic chip on the shoulder for him and his players? And maybe even it extends to Milwaukee fans about the big city Chicago and the fact that they can spend more money than the Brewers can.
Well, I think when you're playing for us, you're playing for the Brewers, you understand what you're part of. You know, you're part of a team that's going to have to overachieve, because in life, when a team, you know, is worth so much, and then another team that you're competing straight head on head with the same rules has got 4 times as much money, and I'm not saying the Cubs do, but in a lot of cases, there's that out there. You kind of take on like, hey, we're the little engine that could. We're the guys that nobody knows about. We're not household names. We have to fill in with a lot of people that our front office gets us that are guys that nobody knows. So, of course, you're going to take on a little bit, and Chicago's the big market, and we're the small market. That's just the way it'll always be. But, I mean, the Cubs have been predicted to win the division for how many years? You know, they were – the year before counts came, they were one game from the playoffs. Last year they didn't make it, and this year they made it, and with a hefty margin. So they're a very capable team, and they've been good. They've got a nucleus of players they've had for a long time, and they've been very, very good. And they've had some guys step up big time. They made some great trades in the offseason. They picked up some great guys at the deadline. They're a great ball club.
Just to be clear, Bruce, we're talking about a great ball club that has a 22nd ranked payroll in Major League Baseball at $121.6 million, according to SpotRac. That is the Brewers' way. That is what they have to do, and that's how they win.
They do, and they have, and they did it with Council here, and they're doing it with Murph afterwards, and Matt Arnold, who's the president and general manager of this team, does a phenomenal job. His scouts, his people that look at players, sign players, develop players, they do a good job. They do a great job. The Cubs are doing just as well, having a pretty good farm system that people are looking at when they make trades and want Cub players again for the first time in I don't know how long. So both teams are doing it right. And just because the Cubs have more money, I don't know how that really flies, other than the fact that you admire the Brewers for doing it with less, okay? And it's more sustainable for some of them because they can hold on to their players for 6 years if they want to and not have to pay an exorbitant amount of money once they get to free agency, like Willy Adames, who's, you know, an outstanding shortstop. They have to let him go.
So, Bruce, you also addressed, obviously, with Pat Murphy in your one-on-one, his past with Craig Counsell. Craig Counsell was a Notre Dame baseball player from 1988 to 1992. Bruce, I covered Craig Counsell at Notre Dame. I remember being there and him being the best player on that team. I remember Pat Murphy at Notre Dame. That's where our relationship began. And I know that it means a lot to both those men to be going against each other. And no matter what happens in the next couple days, I think they will remain very close. And you addressed this and asked Murph, how did Craig Counsell have an impact on your career?
The truth of, for me, from my standpoint, you know, I came here to the Brewers, Counts thinking, well, this guy's coached all his life. He was my college coach. He knows how to impact people, impact players. He had never coached before. And I think he was like, hey, I want somebody in my corner and I want somebody that can help me develop my coaching style. But I think how it turned out is he helped me more understand the major league game, which I had only been part of for part of 1 year at that point. And he helped me understand the major league game and showed me a way to manage the game that I would have never known about. And he helped me a lot more, in my opinion, a lot more than I could have helped him.
That's interesting, Bruce. Here's what my take is on that. And I don't know Counsell as well as you do, but Craig Counsell has the mentality of a 162-game manager that he needs based on his playing career. He knows the rhythm and tempo and pace of a slog of a season. Pat Murphy, to me, is like a football coach. He's a guy that comes in every day revved up, ready to go, and I wonder if he had to learn how to pace himself more over those long months of a season.
That's a really smart way of interpreting it, David. I think that's exactly what it is that, hey, you know what? You can't ride these guys like we rode guys for 50 games during a collegiate season, right? You can't overextend pitchers. You also have a different philosophy about handling players now. And during Murph's time when he was a coach at Notre Dame and then again at Arizona State, you know, you could be a little bit more gruff. You could be sarcastic to the point where players had to respond to it. Murph has had to learn how to tone that down, okay? You have to be able to communicate with the modern player. You have to be sensitive toward him. You have to show that you care about him as a person as well as a coach. I think Murph always did, but his way was a little bit more edgy when he was a college
abrasive
guy.
A little so, bit. He could rub people the wrong way. He could he could motivate, but he could also rub people the wrong way just as easily.
Look, he's an entertainer, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean,
right.
But he's also, you know, he's also, you know, like any of us that are aging in our careers, we're about 2 inches away from being canceled, right? Murph, and I've been warned by other beat people and people that work around him. So you're going to get canceled. So, I mean, we have a tendency to say more, not without thinking, but more direct, right? So if you're more direct about who you are, in this day and age, you have to be sensitive to the people you're talking to, and you have to be listening to what type of people they are to get the most out of them. That's the world we live in. And the old get off my grass guy doesn't last long in this world.
Heck of an interview, though, Bruce. Nice job, and it shows the respect he has for you that he was able to give you that kind of individual time on Friday. All right,
Other thing he said before we go to the break. Mm-hmm. He was asked how often he talks to counsel. He said, you know, maybe once a month during the baseball season. And then he said, but I talk to his wife more often. And then he said, don't get me wrong. He said, but his wife and I are really good friends, just like I am with the entire family. So them being competitors, I think, is uniquely more challenging than we know, because they compliment each other, they love each other, but they want to beat the hell out of each other right now.
It's a great matchup taking place today. First pitch, 1:08, pregame right here on the Score, 12:30. After us at 11 o'clock, Matt Spiegel will have a hit and run, 11 to 12:30. And immediately following the game, the postgame show, Judson Richards will have live reaction. Game one right here on the Score and the free Odyssey app. 312-644-6767. Want to hear from you. What do you think of this Cub team now? What do you think about this series that begins later this afternoon? It's Inside the Clubhouse. David Hall, Bruce Levine, until 11 o'clock. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I wasn't surprised that it wasn't overturned. It felt like the kind of call that would kind of stick as called on the field. I didn't feel a tag until like kind of my shoulder, which usually means that your hand gets in there, but it looked like maybe there was some like grazing of the jersey or something like that along the way. We needed like one more good angle, like you said, from just something different that showed some space. But it's tough when the call on the field is as is and the ball beats you by that much. I know it's not supposed to matter, but it does kind of change the feeling of a play.
Welcome back inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. David Haw in Chicago, Bruce Levine in Milwaukee. That was Nico Horner on the afternoon show Friday talking about the contact play where he was thrown out after review, and it was probably the right call. Bruce, have to be aggressive in those situations. Do you think the Cubs were a little too aggressive in that point?
No, I like it. I really do. I think you have to push the envelope. This is a team that can really run the bases. This is a team that needs to be aggressive, to the point where, let's be honest about it. The last, 6 weeks of the season, scoring runs?
Struggle.
Major issue.
Major
right?
issue.
Major issue. So what do the Cubs have to do to win? Their left-handed hitters are going to have to hit. What happened the other day, even though they didn't score a lot of runs?
PCA was three for four, and Tucker had two hits. That's a good start.
Right. And Happ eventually had his first hit of the series.
From the right side, though.
Yeah, of course. But, a switch hitter. So the game is always left-handers, right? So the Cubs are starting a left-hander today against a team that doesn't do quite as well against left-handers. And their left-handed hitters, David, they're going to have to hit. And the good news is that with PCA shaking off some of the playoff rust and now believing in himself, which I think is huge for him. Not for every young player, but just getting to know the sensitivity level of PCA and how he internalizes so much. Getting those three hits, I think, is huge for him in that last game. And then Tucker showing that he's healthier and healthier each game, to the point where he had two hits in the last game. If Tucker can be any form of the type of hitter he was up until the All-Star break, I think he can be exactly what we thought he was at the beginning of the year, the real difference maker for the Chicago Cubs.
Want to get to the phones, a quick answer, Bruce. Matthew Boyd goes today in Game 1. What does that do to set up the rest of Craig Council's decisions for starters in Games 2, 3, and possibly 4?
I'm going to give you a Tony La Russa answer. Check with me after the game how many pitchers he uses.
Who do you anticipate in Game 2 then? Same answer?
I think so. I mean, I don't know if they're it's in stone. I mean, again, should it be Shota because he's another left-hander?
Oh, boy.
Or is he, to your mind, David, shaky because of the fact that he just hasn't been Shota-like?
He's shaky Shota right now. He really is. I don't know I don't know how much I would trust him. I don't know how good I would feel if I see Shota Imanaga take the mound for Game 2. I don't know about that. It just feels like
creating a lot of names to use for guys. Later in the year, I had Pete's people for the people in center field. Now, shaky Shota, you come up with.
I watched the other night. It was shaky.
He's been shaky.
312. Yes, exactly. He's been shaky of late, and that it's hard to trust. All right, let's get to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Mike is in Racine. Mike, welcome inside the clubhouse.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Bruce, I got a quick question. If, say, Justin Turner's not on the playoff roster, is he allowed to dress and sit in the dugout?
No. No, you can't sit in the dugout unless you're on the 26-man roster. Yeah. I think, you know, the guys are, some of the players are, that are in the taxi squad are in the clubhouse, but until the game ends, you know, like when they were going to clinch on Thursday,
yeah,
some of those guys came out. Okay, so they're around, but during the game, they're not supposed to be.
I think what Mike is getting to, thanks for the phone call, Mike. I think what Mike is getting to is that Justin Turner's value is more in keeping morale high and talking the game through, and he doesn't bring a lot in terms of offense against anybody because of the stage of his career. He's essentially there for his experience, Bruce. Do you disagree, and do you think he'll play a role in this five-game series if it goes five?
First of all, he hits left-handers well. Second of all, the idea that you take him out of the dugout, it's not a good idea. It's not a good idea. He should be on this roster.
I don't think you toy with any of your chemistry at this stage of the season when you are now coming together. Why would you do something that would potentially you apart?
Not me, and I don't think not Council.
I don't think that's Craig Council's way. I don't think the Cubs are on board with that. No, I don't expect that to happen.
He might get the biggest hit of the game today.
You never know because, he can still serve a purpose. No doubt about that. All right, Bruce.
Who has more experience than him in the playoffs?
Nobody. I mean, he's older. He's 40.
Older
he's
than
a man.
Me, you were going to say? No.
No, I know that, Bruce.
Close.
All right, we got a big second hour ahead. We're going to hear from Christian Yelich, the Brewers star, who talked about Cub fans being in Milwaukee, talked about some other things we will get to. And we have also going to look back at Thursday night was a memorable night. The Cubs beat the Padres, and Bruce, you were everywhere postgame. We're going to bring back some of the conversation you had with Jed Hoyer in the jubilant atmosphere on Wrigley Field after the game during the celebration. So don't go anywhere. More inside the clubhouse. But you know what? I know everyone out there listening wants to win a pair of tickets to see Cubs Brewers on Game 3, the NLDS Wrigley on Wednesday. And if you want to do that, you can stop by Sluggers in Wrigleyville, 7 to 8 on Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. Monday. You can meet Gabe Ramirez, Chicago Gabe. Love the guy. And you can have a chance to win two tickets to see the Cubs and the Brewers in Game 3, courtesy of The Score and Budweiser. This Bud's for you. Pre-game with Gabe Ramirez and Budweiser, and register for a pair of tickets to Game 3 of the NLDS at Wrigley on Wednesday. Big thanks to Budweiser. This Bud's for you. Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Inside the Clubhouse right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.